Hi, Girly Burlies. Welcome or welcome back to the Girly Burly Show. We have to start out. I have to start off with an apology. I abandoned you. I neglected you. I'm so sorry, girlies. I really went a little bit MIA. I'm really sorry. The guilt is so real. I feel so bad about it. Life got a little bit wild. I was skiing and then myself and Sam moved apartment. And then when you're listening to this, when this uploads, I'll actually be on my way to New York. So it's all been a bit wild, but all good things, all very exciting, all very blessed and grateful. So skiing was a ball. I went with my mom and my mom's sister, so auntie and uncle, my cousins. It was iconic. I'd only ever been skiing once before, and it was a drunk college trip. I had no idea how to ski, no lessons, just a load of alcohol and absolutely winging it, and just made a fool of myself because needed the help of everyone around me. It was mortifying. Let's not think about it. I don't want to think about it. This trip was a lot more bougie, a lot more glam, little chalet vibes. It was giving chalet girl. It was very fun. And now I'm obsessed with skiing. I want to be that mom that has little ski babies. Like the babies are so good at skiing. It's terrifying because myself and my mom were on the nursery slopes to begin with on our first day just to ease ourselves in. And the kids are so much better than everyone. It's insane. So I want to be that skiing mom that has ski kids, and my kids are going to be unreal at skiing. So that's the goal. But it was a fabulous trip. Then got home from that trip and collected the keys for our new apartment. So let's set the scene. I am very cozy right now in bed. I actually like to record from in the bed because it's better for the sound, I've learned. And it just gives me like cozy, cutesy sleepover vibes, like that you're really here with me. So picture this, girlies. We're in the new apartment. Absolutely stunning. I am so happy. Now, the moving, I will never move again. I will never move again. If you hear me saying, oh, I want to move. No, I never want to do that again. Because obviously I moved in with Sam a year ago. And that was moving out of my mum's house. So it's not that big of a deal moving wise. Because you don't have that much stuff. You can leave some stuff in your old room. You can leave some stuff with your mum. But this was clearing out an entire apartment and having to close the doors and give the keys back. So it had to be entirely empty, which was... that was daunting to me, to get everything out by a date. It was so stressful. It was a disaster. No, it wasn't a disaster. It could have been a disaster. If we didn't have Sam's parents, they are my heroes. They just made the whole thing so easy. They did everything for us. And Sam and his dad did all the heavy lifting. And I just was near tears a lot of the time because I find overwhelming. I don't get too stressed. I don't get very overwhelmed. The most you'll see me stressed is if I'm running late for a flight. That would freak me out. I don't get stressed in the airport, but if I'm running late for a flight, stressed to bits, or something as overwhelming as knowing I have to pack up this entire room of stuff and I don't know how, that to me is, I'm gonna cry. That's my worst fear. I just don't want to do it again. And I'm saying that as if we bought this place. We are still renting. We are renters. So of course we're going to be moving again, but I would just like to think that I will never move again because I just don't want to do that process. Do you get me? And then, so we've moved in. We're not even settled in. Like, the place is still a bit messy. We're getting there. It's getting organized. It's beautiful and bright. I'll vlog, girls. You'll see it. Like, it's just a gorgeous little space. We're so happy with it. And I am about to be flying to New York with Benefit, which is so iconic. You might have remembered I went to New York with Sarah V a few months ago. End of summer, and we're doing it again with Benefit. Listen, girlies, all I can say is it's all thanks to you. It's all thanks to the Girly Whirlies, and I'm just so grateful. And that's why I always worry about getting back to you, or if I don't get back to your messages or anything like that, because I'd be nothing without you, girlies, and I just appreciate you so much. And all these gorgeous little things in my life are so much thanks to you, and I never want you to feel unnoticed. I see you. I say on my YouTube, I see you in my likes, guys, comments, but I do see you and I acknowledge you and I appreciate you so much and I love you so much, and you just mean the world. And God, seriously, I just missed you. I missed having the chats with you. I really get withdrawals when we haven't had the updates, the chats. But anyway, that's pretty much up to date. I think we're up to date. Okay, actually, just one other thing. My skin's doing great, girlies. I've talked briefly about my perioral dermatitis, which I need to talk more about because I've actually been getting a lot of messages about it. I actually need to dedicate a full episode to coming off the pill and getting the coil put in. I have a YouTube video on it if anyone needs any urgent info. But I think I should do a podcast episode about it. But my skin now, it's been past the 6 months, and the first 6 months my skin was not thriving. But now that it's past the 6 months, I actually think it's kind of come back to its norm. And I do get the odd stress or like hormonal spot, but it's kind of back to norm. And you know what, I'll do an update maybe on my social media, on YouTube or something regarding that. Anyway, we're on a tangent. Let's begin with today's episode. And today's episode is kind of fitting because there's, you know, a bit of change going on right now, a bit of change in scenery, change in this, that, the other, change in apartment. And this episode is inspired by an episode of You on Netflix. It's not as good as it used to be, but anyway, you know, if me and Sam start watching something, we have to finish it out, we have to see it out. So we have watched the first part of the part one, part two, season four, and it's fine. But something in it, I loved this phrase. You know I love a quote, girlies. You know I love a phrase, a quote, an analogy, anything. And what it was, I don't know who said it, can't remember. I think it was Joe, Will, whatever his name is anymore. And he says, where there's no growth, there's rot. And I am obsessed that I clung onto that. I put it in my pocket. And I love applying these little quotes to everything in life. And so many things came to me with that. You know, like being stuck in the same old job, being stuck in a toxic relationship, having a school friend that just drains you and it's time to go. Maybe it's wanting to move out. Maybe it's all these things that they're the really scary dives, the really scary jumps to make change. And change is really scary. But without change, without growth, there is rot. And I think it's a great analogy. Maybe a little bit sad, maybe a little bit dark in some ways that I apply it. You know me, I love a little doom and gloom. Even though I'm so like positive and slay my girlies, but I do love the deeper thoughts of things. So growth and rot, it can sound a little bit morbid, but I think if we put it to good use, it's just a good lesson and it's a really good analogy. And you can kind of reflect and think, is this making me grow? Am I growing? Like I've said before, I love a rebrand. I love a reinvention. Didn't I do an episode on it? I can't even remember. My brain is mush at the minute. Did I do an episode on rebrand and reinvention? I think I did. But every few months, I love to reflect and think, okay, this habit or this mindset or this, do I want to keep it? Do I want to refresh? Am I holding on to this? Am I holding on to good, bad? And now it's, is there growth? Is there growth or is there rot? You know, is there use for this? Is it going anywhere? Is it growing or is it just rotting there, rotting away? So for me, where this phrase rings a big bell, and we're going to talk about a few examples, but for me, a big one was when I was staying in a shitty job. And it wasn't a shitty job. It was actually a very good job. It was on makeup counter. Really good job because I loved makeup. I loved being a makeup artist. It was a stunning brand. But I knew way before I finally left, I knew I needed to leave. And I hung on there for too long. And I should have left sooner, but I also have no regrets. Like I'm in hindsight fine, but I'm not a regret kind of person. Like I was meant to go and I was meant to go. But that's kind of an example where because I wasn't growing anymore, it just began to rot. So where I should have made changes, where I should have different kind of things, where I should have grown, where things should have gone differently, it just started to rot. And what was rotting was my mental health. God, that sounds awful, but that is the truth of it. I wasn't changing the scenario. So with no growth, there's no change. I wasn't changing the situation I was in. So for months and months and months, I became this anxious mess, this miserable, nervous, negative. I actually felt like a prisoner of my own thoughts, like a prisoner of your own mind. And that's where things get really scary. And again, that sounds really dark and daunting, but it is true. It's really easy to get trapped inside of there and it's really hard to break out of it. And I found that in my shifts, if I wasn't busy, I was trapped in my thoughts and my thoughts were, I need to get out of here. I'm so uncomfortable, I'm so nervous, they're going to say this, they're going to say that, she's going to do this, she's going to do that. All these really anxious, nervous thoughts, which also brought me back to school. It kind of reminded me, I was actually such an anxious, nervous child. And in junior school, oh my God, we actually need to delve deep into my school years, mainly junior school, because I did like school, I did love school. But there's also, like, my younger years are kind of hilarious. Like, if any of my girls, if we get chatting about our junior school experience, it's just kind of iconic. But not, it was kind of run by nuns and it was kind of terrifying. There's just a lot to unpack there. And okay, I'll tell you one story. For example, I was so scared to ask. I was in second class, so that's making your communion, that's eight years old. I was 8 years old and I was so terrified of this one teacher. I have so many stories about this one teacher. I was so terrified of her and I was too scared to ask to go to the bathroom that I just let myself wet myself. So I was in absolute agony and was like gonna cry and just pee my pants. And on top of that, we had pillows. Shock horror, we were allowed to have our own little cushions on our seats. That's a shocker. I don't know, wow, I'm actually very surprised looking back that we were allowed to bring our own pillow cushion to that classroom. But it was a little piglet cushion because I was obsessed with Winnie the Pooh and I peed all over. Pretty sure I had to go in the bin. Peed all over it. So that's just one example of my younger experiences. But I was also just a very anxious child, so a lot of girls would have been able to just go to the bathroom and just ask, but I was just a really anxious child. And that work environment kind of brought me back to school. not needing to pee my pants, but you know what I mean, just like anxiety and all those kind of feelings of just like being trapped. It was that kind of feeling of being trapped and I need to escape, I can't, I need to go somewhere, I can't do this. Oh my God, I have an 8-hour shift. How am I going to be here for 8 hours? And just the absolute dread. I would wake up in the morning with such dread and like the fear of being late and the fear of doing something wrong and the fear of something being said to me. And this ridiculous anxiety, like, ended up needing Xanax. Like, it was just crazy. And that is where, not, I wouldn't like to say I allowed myself to rot, but because I didn't make change where I probably should have made change a lot sooner, things started to rot. I allowed things to rot, and maybe relationships rotted, like that kind of stuff. Like, that is an example for me, was, yeah, there was no growth there. So that is the perfect definition of rot for me. And it can be in so many scenarios. And I think for a lot of people, it would be in friendships. So I get a lot of messages, and I've actually had a lot of messages saying like a requested episode for friendships. And I definitely need to dedicate an episode to friendships. There's just so many chapters of friendships, isn't there? Like, there's just so many scenarios that I actually just need to kind of sit down and decide what and where and who and how, like all the little things I want to talk about. I actually think it would almost be like a 3-part episode, because there's so much when it comes to friendships. It's huge, especially if you're in school, in college, if you're in an all girls group, it's very tough. Maybe you have a friendship with guys and girls and all this kind of stuff. There's so many different realms of friendships. But today I do want to kind of touch on the growth and rot scenario of a friendship. So maybe you are friends from school, or maybe you're friends from, you grew up together, neighbors, whatever it is, and you're friends, maybe you're just friends because of time, and over time, like, you've actually both really changed into different people. And sometimes there's a scenario of one friend doesn't grow with you, and that's kind of where there's a no growth, there's rot. So the friendship doesn't grow, or they don't grow with you, and the friendship kind of starts to rot. And I don't mean the natural friendships of growing out of each other, outgrowing each other. That's very natural, and that it doesn't cause any trouble. There's no rotting. But there can be rot where friendships, you don't align anymore, and maybe that causes you trouble, maybe that causes them trouble. And because there's not growth in the friendship, it's really just causing rot. So maybe you just have a toxic friend. She's giving mean girl, she's giving school vibes, like it's just not the same anymore. You've moved on, you know, you're different now to school behavior and all this kind of stuff. And maybe they're kind of still stuck in that. and they're just not nice, and they maybe don't like you growing, they don't like you changing, they don't like you being happy, maybe they liked you being miserable together and now maybe you've grown and they don't like it and they try and bring you down. So I get asked a lot, like, how do you deal with toxic friends? And I think, like I've said, I've so much to talk about this, about friendships, but I think the main thing for me is actually two things. So there's communication. It is so important to communicate. If you have a problem with someone and it's affecting your relationship with them, but you're not going to tell them, it can be quite cruel, because if you're giving them, I think the cruelest is the cold shoulder. If you're giving them the cold shoulder and they have no idea why, I think that's quite cruel. I think communication is key. If someone's upset you, you tell them. If something's wrong, you communicate it with love and with kindness and understanding. But it's very important to communicate with people, so they know where you're at. And communication can be really hard. I used to be a really bad communicator. I still am in some scenarios, in some situations. But communication is key. It really is. So I think if you're having trouble with a friend, you communicate first. If there is no solution and there's no effort, no fixing, there's no, you know, nothing comes of the conversation or communication, then I think distancing yourself will benefit you the most. And it doesn't have to be drastic. You don't need to block them. You don't need to delete their number. It doesn't need to be mean. It doesn't need to be harsh. But you are allowed to distance yourself and you are allowed to set boundaries if someone doesn't serve you anymore, if someone doesn't make you happy anymore, if someone drains you. And I also like to note, though, friends, we have to support our friends through the bad times and through their dull down times. So sometimes friends aren't great to each other because they're going through something, and we all have to be there for those friends. You have to be there for your friend who's going through something. But this is more of a conversation about if your friend is just, she's just a toxic friend. It's just the way she treats you. It's not changing. It's always been this way and you've outgrown it and you've realized that's the rot. That's not, I can't do this anymore. That is draining the life out of me. That's where I think communication, and then if the friendship is not serving you anymore, you are allowed to distance yourself with love and kindness. You just don't need to, you don't need to talk maybe every day or every week, or maybe you just meet up once a month. You don't have to see each other all the time. Maybe you don't want to drink anymore and your friend group is just based off of drinking. You're allowed to miss the nights out. You're allowed to prefer to meet them for coffee and make the effort to see them outside of those scenarios, and you are allowed to set all these boundaries. But that is kind of my advice when it comes to a toxic friend or a rotten little rotten apple. The friendship has just gotten a bit rotten. Is you're allowed to distance, you are allowed to grow beyond it, you are allowed to leave people, situations, things, places. You are allowed to set boundaries and leave things in the past. But really, what I'm getting at, I guess, other than just, sorry, that was just my little friendship ramble, because it's been on my mind to talk about it, because people, the girlies have the friendship problems. But really, my message is change is good. Change is so good for the soul. Getting out of your comfort zone is so good for the soul. And typically the things that terrify you, the things that scare you, they're going to reap the most rewards. And I know you don't want to hear that. I used to be the queen. And still, I love my comfort zone. I love my comfort zone. And I used to be terrified of leaving my comfort zone. It's still terrifying, but I think I'm much better at it now. That's probably come with age, though. I think it definitely comes with age. But there's definitely things I just should have thrown myself into when I was younger and just should have accepted change. I used to hate change, and I think I've become a lot more, I actually now really like change. But like, for example, moving out of my family home, I was so upset and like couldn't cope with change. Or actually, even reflecting even younger than that, if friendships changed, I couldn't cope with it. I hated change. Oh my god, even actually, yeah, I'm actually realizing this. As I said, I used to hate change. Used to freak me out. It would make me feel sick to my tummy. I didn't want to leave the comfort zone. I hated change. And now I actually quite like change. Not that I'd be getting up and moving country though. Like, I'm an absolute homebird. But I do like change of scenery. change. You know, I do like change in certain things. I don't know, though. As I say it, I'm like, am I such a little comfort zone hun, though? I don't know. But I think what I've learned about change and maybe how to... Okay, I think when you're going through change and you don't... Like, when it's change that you didn't choose. So you didn't choose a new job. You didn't choose to move. And it's change that's being forced upon you. I think that's one of the worst. So all the change I would have gone through when leaving school and like it was moving home and family moving away and all this kind of stuff, that was, I was devastated. And I guess I wish I knew is there's a part of, you just have to grieve. And if you listen to Georgie Crawford, the Good Glow, Obsessed, but what I learned from Georgie is to surrender. And I love that word, like that's the word she uses, just surrender to the situation. You just have to surrender. I kind of wish I knew that long time ago, because when I was going through changes that I didn't want to be going through, I should have just surrendered to the situation and surrendered to the change and just let it be instead of fighting it, because you're fighting something that you don't have control over. And what I could control is the surrender and just choosing like to grieve the past. Okay, let that go. That's not going to be life anymore. That's fine. Let's move on. Let's change. I surrender to the change. I accept the change. That's kind of something I wish I knew sooner. But I learned it and I know it now. And I think that's my new approach to change, especially if it's change that you don't want. So maybe you're going through a breakup and it's change that you don't want anymore. Maybe a good way to see it is where there's no growth, there's rot. So see this change as growth, even if it's not your choice. This change is not what you wanted. You didn't want this to happen. How could this happen to me? This is not what I wanted my life to be. This is not what I saw happening in my life. This is not the plan. Surrender. Where there's no growth, there's rot. So this change is your growth. It was meant to happen. The change is meant to happen. Maybe it's heartbreak. You've been broken up with. You've been dumped. Whatever it is. You've been let go of your job. These kind of changes that you just... It's not what you want. It's not ever what you would have asked for. Try and see it like, okay, it's going to be a good thing. Because it's growth. Maybe I was going to rot there. Maybe things are going to go bad there. Maybe that relationship was going to rot. Maybe my mental health was going to rot in that situation. And it doesn't feel like it. It absolutely does not feel like it, especially if you're going through heartbreak and it's not your choice. So you're going through all this change. Maybe you had to move out. Maybe they've moved out or whatever it is. And all this change that's happening, you don't want it. And you're probably listening to me like, how could I possibly see growth here? How could you possibly expect me to see that there was going to be rot? It's just the mindset will help you see that. In hindsight, it was meant to happen. Hindsight is a great thing, and time is also a big fat healer. And hindsight will let you see that, okay, that was meant to happen. I was meant to grow. If that didn't happen, this wouldn't have happened, and all these things. Like, I'm such a believer in everything's meant to happen for a reason. So I think it's very important if you're feeling in a rut, feeling in rock bottom, you're not feeling good anymore, you're not feeling happy, you're not feeling inspired, if you're not feeling passionate, like sometimes I'll realize like, okay, like I'm not waking up feeling good at the minute. I'm not waking up with inspired thoughts and like, as in, you know what I mean? Like I wake up and you want to snooze the alarm, but I just mean like, you know, I would notice, okay, like I didn't really have a hippity scoppity skip in my step today. And like, or this month. So I'll kind of reflect, okay, maybe something needs to change. Like maybe I'm just stuck in a rut somewhere. Maybe some aspect of my day, my routine, something in my life is dragging me down. It's draining me. And maybe something needs change. And now I'll see it as maybe something's rotting. Maybe I've outgrown something. Maybe that's draining me. Maybe that's not good for me anymore. Maybe that's holding me back. Or Brian Manny says, will it make my boat go faster? Maybe it's capsizing the motherfucking boat. Like, will it make my boat go faster? Sorry, I'm really throwing all the analogies out at you today. But I love analogies. It just kind of gets you through. It just kind of makes me make sense of things. Because as you can probably tell, I just have so many random, weird, obsessive thoughts jumbled around up in my brain. So these analogies like help me see things clearly. So I go through phases of what helps me with a little rebrand or reinvention. So sometimes maybe I'll be obsessed with YouTube videos and like I might obsess over one person or a few different people, and I'll obsess over their daily routines, or I'll love their meditation regimes or these kind of things. At the minute, and I have my little books here beside me, recently when I need a little revamp, just a little vump, a little oomph, and that kind of came to me on with the new year, naturally. It's, you know, everyone does the new year rebranding. My self-help books. I'm a fiend for a self-help book. I love a self-help book. I don't read anything other than self-help books. That's probably not a good thing. Like, I'd love to tell you I'm an amazing reader and I bring books on holidays and finish it in a day. No, the only books I do read are self-help books, and I love them. That's not a bad thing, I guess, but I should be a better reader. Anyway, okay, so my three books beside me. First up, we have The Daily Stoic, which really enjoyed. Now, to be fair, after traveling and moving, I feel like I haven't picked up these books in ages because the routine is not routining. So when I am back on the routine, and when I was in my lovely routine, The Daily Stoic, every day, okay, what's it say? 366 meditations on wisdom, perseverance, and the art of living. Stunning. Okay, so that every day you just read one little page, and it's just a little quote, a little antidote, whatever it is, for the day, the meaning of your day. Then in keeping with the daily, I do love having a little daily affirmation or whatever. So then I also picked up A Year to Change Your Mind, and this is actually month by month. So there's January, February, March. So I just dip in for the month, and then like I'll finish the month and then I'll just put it away. Like, I don't want to read the whole thing, but like I just want to keep it by the months. Does that make sense? So you're not reading it every day, because there's not enough in each month for it to be every day. So you'll just read a few pages every now and then in the month. Does that make sense? And then we have Atomic Habits. One of my gorgeous girlies bought me this a long time ago, and I started it and just forgot about it. I can't remember why. But you know what? I don't think I was ready for it yet. I don't think I was ready for it at the time, and now I'm absolutely loving it. It's just, okay, so it's literally described an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. And it just makes things so simple. Oh, this also reminds me, I'm obsessed with the Mel Robbins podcast. Oh my God, she is my absolute like rebrand reinvention queen. I just love Mel Robbins. So on my hot girl walks, I'll listen to Mel Robbins. And her 5-second rule is just iconic. And it's basically just like when you're like, oh, I don't want to do it, or I'm not going to do it, blah, blah, blah. Just 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you have to do it. You have to do it. If you don't do it in 5 seconds, like, you're just going to do it. You just have to do it. And it's brilliant. So sometimes you wake up and you're like, I don't want to wake up. And then you'll be like, oh, 5-second rule, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then you're out of the bed. I love that as well. So I really recommend you listen to Mel Robbins. But they're my little self-help books at the minute, my self-care. I do love them, and I love my Mel Robbins. And that's kind of where I go to when I want my little rebrand, my little refresh, my little growth. No rot here, just growth, just development. And we like change, we appreciate change, and we embrace change, and we surrender to change. My gorgeous girlies, I'm gonna leave you there. Oh my God, sorry, hilarious. I'm up for an award. So the podcast is up for an award, girlies. The podcast, the Girly Really Show, is up for a gossy, cutesy, but the voting's already closed. My hiatus, me going MIA, I didn't ever get to tell you here to go and vote for the Girly Really Show. I'm a disaster, but we're such little noobs. Like, the Girly Really Show is such a little newbie that it's such an honor to be nominated. You know me, I'm a manifester, but we're not taking that one home, let's be real. But we love and appreciate it. We love and appreciate it. And it's going to be a fun night. Anyway, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to love you and leave you. I love and adore you. Thank you so much for listening. It really means the world. My toxic trait is I think no one listens. Like, I think no one cares. So then you girlies will message me and be like, where are you? And I'm like, oh, I didn't really think anyone would care. So that's my toxic trait. Anyway, I love you so much. I hope you have the best week. Embrace the change. Keep on growing. Where there's no growth, there's rock, girlies. Okay? I love you. Have the best week ahead. Thank you for listening. Mwah. Love you. Bye.